Hey, Fran, how you doing?
Okie dokie.
Hi, Fran.
Well,
we wanted
to talk to Fran tonight about, unfortunately, a sad event. And people who are long-term listeners probably know where we're going with this. But as Johnny and I were talking Sunday afternoon about Johnny Carson, we realized that a lot of our listeners, who may be relatively newer listeners, may not know of Fran Tate's experience on the Johnny Carson Tonight Show.
And Fran is easily the only person we know that's ever actually been a guest on the Johnny Carson Show. What year was it, Fran?
84.
1984. And how did the Carson Show find out about you?
They have a lady that her name is Shirley Wood, I think. She's she looks things up, and I was on the front page of the Wall Street Journal in February of 84, mm-hmm. for having a restaurant in an Eskimo village. And the Carson camp picked that up and called me.
And now, again, when you were on the front page of the paper, it was Fran Tate of Pepe's North of the Border, Barrow, Alaska. Oh, look at this wacky woman. And they always look for fun guests. So they called you. And what did you think when you got a call from the Carson Show?
Well, I thought it was not for real, because after I hit the front page of the Wall Street Journal, people in the town said, oh, the next thing, she'll be in the movies, and she'll be on radio, and you know, they do all kinds of because I made the front page,
uh-huh.
and so I didn't think anything about it, and then a call came in one day, and the waiters answered the phone, and so they said, this is the NBC Tonight Show, we'd like to talk to Fran Tate. And when the waiter came into my office and told me, I said, nah, what kind of a joke is this? And so I answered the phone that way. I said, what kind of a joke is this? What do you mean, NBC Tonight Show? And the lady said, this is Shirley Wood from the NBC Johnny Carson Tonight Show, and I'd like to talk to you about being a guest on the show. Well, I just screamed because I couldn't believe it. And they heard me out in the hallway and said, it is, it is, it is.
So how was it set up? Did they...
Well, they called me about... That was in February, and they called me about 3-4 times because she told me they have to make sure that the person will talk and is a little bit glib. Well, I fit right in there.
Yeah.
Don't have to worry about me talking, because sometimes they bring people into the show, and then he asks them questions, and all they say is, uh-huh, yeah.
Right.
Uh-uh.
Right.
No. And he can't milk a joke out of that. You have to be able to let him milk jokes so that he is the star and makes the joke.
Mm-hmm.
So then after about the fourth call, they sent me a ticket to go down to, Beverly Hills, downtown, is that Berkeley?
Was it Burbank?
Oh. Burbank.
I think it was
Burbank.
Burbank,
yeah. Yeah.
Burbank in
84.
Burbank. Yeah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And so I went, and they booked me at the Universal Studio Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, I was on about the seventh or eighth floor, but Telly Savalas was on, he had the whole tenth floor, the mm-hmm. whole thing, because they have security in between and on the other side, so he had the whole floor. I just had a room.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing I can say I outdid him was my limousine, which was gray and black, was longer than his white limousine.
Okay.
I don't think you ever told us that they limoed you around. And
yeah, they limoed me.
Wow.
And then the driver, he was a great guy. He said, look at all the people looking at you. They're trying to figure out what movie star you are. And I said, oh, no, they know I'm Phyllis Diller before the facelift.
Oh, that's great.
So I assume you were originally told that you were just going to be one of a number of guests. And did you have any meeting with Johnny or anybody before the show once you got to the studio?
No, I met with Shirley Wood, and She wanted me to keep the conversation not about my sewage company or about my water company, only about the restaurant. So, and I brought, as she, I brought in several gifts, and then she picked the one for me to present to him on stage. And so, she had kind of a format of what he would ask me. Nothing that I was supposed to read or anything, but I, she said, these are the kind of questions he may ask you. And, but she said, hang in with Pepe's. Don't talk about the water company or sewage company or unless it comes up somehow that he asks you a question. And so I went into, they actually have a green room. And I was in there with Amy Irving. She was on right after me. And then I bumped, because I was on 23 minutes, I bumped the last guest, which was...
David Steinberg.
David Steinberg.
Yeah.
When how did it go? So you go out there, he introduces you, and when did you kind of get the feeling that he was going to bump some other guests? How did you, was there a point where you got the feeling
well,
he was
you
just...
No, I didn't know. You know, you go to the makeup room and they, boy, man, they used a quarter pound of pancake makeup on my face. But anyway, you, what was the guy's name? Fred DeCordova?
Right.
The producer? Okay, he sat under the first spotlight and camera. He sat right there. And because they told me I'd be on about 6-7 minutes. And he motioned to Carson, keep going, keep going, keep going. So they, I was on 23 minutes.
Wow. Now, and I think in the history of Johnny Carson trivia, the you're the only non-star that has ever stayed on for that period of time.
Yeah. Yes, it is. And there's a fellow in Chicago, I've never met him, but he wrote a book. His name is Stephen Cox. And he wrote a book called Here's Johnny. And the book, I have it in my showcase. It's about, he's been watching Carson since like day one. And he wrote this book on the best 100 shows during the Carson era. And I am one of those 100 shows. It has my picture in there. That makes me feel even better than being on the show. Because there was, how many thousand shows? 10,000.
Yeah.
But I was one of 100. So I feel pretty good about that box. If you're listening, Steve Cox, congratulations. Thank you.
Well, what was it like when you first went out? Did Johnny make you feel relaxed, or were you having fun? Or?
Well, I didn't get to meet him before or after. I went out cold turkey from behind the stage, and Doc Severinsen was the band at that time, and they played the Mexican hat dance. And the fellow in by the curtain in the back said, be careful, that step up there is only about an inch high, and a lot of people trip on it, so be careful. So I was being very careful not to trip on that step, and Ed McMahon was there, and me. And I was sweating terribly, but everybody said I looked calm, cool, and collected. I mean, the people up here.
Now, when you walked out on the stage, did you start dancing to the music? Did you wiggle a little bit?
Or?
No.
I just walked because I, in my mind, I'm just a little country girl. I couldn't believe I was on that stage, and you look out and you see lots of people.
Yeah.
I just couldn't believe I was on that show with the big three names, Johnny Carson, Ed McMahon, and Doc Severin. I couldn't believe it. I'm surprised that I didn't just get lockjaw and jam up.
Once you were on the show, did you enjoy talking with Johnny? Did he kind of relax you once you were on the air?
Yeah, it was really good. Because, one, he did not follow the format that Shirley Wood gave had me look at. He didn't give it to me. But he did not follow that. And the thing is, I got such a simple mind that a lot of times he asked me a question, and I actually stumped him. And when he's stumped and can't come back with a quick answer, he taps that pencil on the table, and then he'd come back. He's very clever, and he'd come back. But everybody in Barrow was so proud. See, we didn't get to show up here at that time because NBC was not in Beryl. We had three Ted Turner stations, but we didn't have NBC. So somebody in Anchorage taped it and brought it back to Beryl.
I'm assuming they took a commercial break or two while you were on, and did Johnny say anything to you during the commercial break?
No.
You didn't talk at all during the commercial break?
No, but I don't even think, I think he just went behind the curtain.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Because we've often wondered, what did they do during the commercial break?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I didn't see him at all.
Did they offer you anything to drink when you were sitting out there on the stage? Because we've often heard that, especially in the 60s and 70s, and this was in 84 when you were on the show, but in the 60s and 70s, it wasn't uncommon for people to have a little something to drink of an alcoholic nature.
No, he had a cup, and Ed McMahon had a cup, but I didn't have anything.
Because you were just going to be out there.
The funny part of the show, huh?
You were just going to be out there for literally a couple of minutes originally. I mean, you're just going to be in and out, a little joke, and then off stage.
Yeah, and I presented him with this gift, which is a walrus oosik from up here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what a walrus oosik is?
Yeah.
You want to explain it for people who don't know?
Well, he held it in his hand. I presented it with a little brass probably thing that says to Johnny Carson from Fran Tate Pepe's North of the Border. And he said, what is this? Like, is it a whalebone? I said, no. He said, it's big because it was about 22 inches long. And he looked at it again, and he said, it's not a whalebone? I said, no. He said, you know how he makes those eyes that just kind of, well, they took a picture, and I got a picture of that. He's looking at it. He said, well, what is it? And I said, well, let's just say every male walrus has one. So then he said, boy, there's some unhappy walrus somewhere out there.
No, he's holding this when he realizes what it
just
is.
Just what it is that he's holding.
Right.
That's wonderful.
And then we start talking about how cold it gets up here.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still holding on to it. And then he shook it, and when I said something like 65 below is average in the winter with the chill factor, he said, well, no wonder it looks like this.
Oh, those are great memories. I tell you, we were so tickled, Fran. You know we love to tell the story of we were driving you back to the airport after you'd spent a couple days here. This was years ago. And Fran's sitting in the back seat, and we're just trying to get as much conversation in because it'd been a busy 3 or 4 days. And Fran just offhandedly says, oh, yeah, well, when I was on the Carson show, and literally, I swear, Steve almost hit the brakes and went, what? You were on the Carson show? And then we got to the airport, and I remember we sat outside to get all the details because we thought we knew Fran, and we never knew that she was actually on the show for 23 minutes.
When your segment was over, did Johnny say anything to you afterwards? Or
no, he disappeared like there's a trap door under his feet. Just gone.
Wow.
And then I went back to the green room, and whatchamacallit, Amy Irving went on.
Uh-huh.
And she has to be a quick thinker, because when she was on, he said something like, well, I haven't seen you for a long time. She says, you're lying, because I saw you in Paris, or along the French Riviera, up in your hotel room with binoculars, looking at me and other girls laying out on the nude ramp, no, you know, like a float.
Uh-huh.
A wooden float. Okay. And he said, no, that wasn't me. She said, yes, it was. I know it was you. He said, well, okay. What were you doing out there on the nude float instead of the other float? And she, real quick-witted, she says, I was laying out there hoping that a walrus with $1 million would float past.
That's great.
Well, now, we've had some people email us, and they want to know, do you know which of the Best of the Carson videos your segment is on?
No, I don't. But it is on there. No, I don't. I think there's a couple different versions of it, because one couple here in Barrow said they couldn't find it anyplace. The next one says, oh, it was so good to look at that again. So I don't... There may be two versions or three versions, or
in fact,
I don't know how it comes.
Yeah, I think that a listener called earlier this morning and said that she had something that I didn't know that existed, and I wouldn't be surprised if you pop up on this one. It's Carson's 100 favorite guests of all of his shows, and he actually handpicked these guests, and it's clips from that. And I didn't even know that this set existed.
Oh, well, maybe that came off of the Steve Cox's book.
Because the other thing that we all are familiar with are the Best of Carson, where it's actually the whole shows. And I don't know if we've just never had any luck, you know, picking up a tape from the 80s and popping it in, and it wasn't that particular season. I have a feeling you would have been on the Best of his favorite guests.
Well, my show was on four times a year until his last night, until his last week, and it was on that week.
Oh,
really?
I was on the Best of Carson. Yeah, people would call me from Anchorage and Fairbanks and say, what is this, a series?
Oh, my gosh.
You know, like, yeah, it was on the Best of Carson about every 4 months until he retired.
Wow. 10
years.
Now, they,
for 12 years.
They flew you down. They put you up in a nice hotel. They limoed you to the place. Now, the union required that they paid you. You got paid in 1984 how much to do the Carson show?
$200. And there's a good story behind that. And this, I'm not have anything against Johnny Carson, because he was wonderful and I enjoyed him on the show. But this is what happened. After the show, Freddie DeCordova took me into Johnny Carson's office, which is huge. And he said, do you, I'll bet you all the people in Barrow are watching the show. I said, no, as a matter of fact, they're not watching the show, because we don't get NBC up there. We only have Ted Turner stations. He said, would you like do you have a TV station? I said, yes, we do. Would you like to take a copy that your local TV station can run? And I said, yeah, that'd be wonderful. So he said, you wait out in the lobby. So about 20 minutes later, he came, and he had, and it's bigger than a video, because it goes in a commercial thing, I guess. And so he handed it to me with a bill for $112 on the top. And he says, you take this to Barbera out in the outer office, and she'll give you your check, and you can give her the $112. You know what I did?
What?
When I got out there to Barbera, she said, oh, you came to pick up your check? I said, not really. Here's for the video. You keep the change. And I walked out.
Wow. Wow.
What was her reaction?
She just looked surprised.
Yeah. Yeah.
She just looked, I mean, she was speechless. She didn't know what to say. I said, you keep the change. And I walked out.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you another thing that's real noticeable. Like, when I stayed at the hotel, the first morning I went down there for breakfast, man, you think I could get a waiter? They walked one way, they walked the other way, the busboy walked one way. They don't pay any attention to you. So I thought, man, what kind of a hotel is this? Okay. Finally got served. The next morning after the show, it was like a Chevron station. I had somebody kicking the tires, checking the oil, dump my water, help me.
I mean, they're going to feed you.
What a difference a day makes, huh?
Oh, that's
the power of celebrity, friend.
All of a sudden important. The day before, I was a nothing.
That's a wonderful story. I love that story, and I'm just so happy that, you know, you could join us tonight to tell the story. His picture, I told you when I called you on Sunday afternoon, I said, I was really, really, I don't know why I was so shocked, because I know that there had been rumors that he'd been ill for some time, but I was going...
Yeah, I read where he was ill, too.
I guess I wasn't prepared for it. It was just one of those, I flipped on the radio, and when I did, I flipped on GN, and they said, we're going to take a break now for a news bulletin. Johnny Carson has passed away. And I was stunned. I'm like looking at the radio mm-hmm. saying, I didn't hear you right.
I think everybody,
yeah.
because he was like, he was never going to go away because he was always there.
Yeah. We all kind of grew up with him for sure.
Well, yeah.
Grant, thank you so much for joining us tonight. You sound wonderful.
Oh, I feel great.
Good.
I feel great. And I, too, am very sorry to see Johnny Carson go because, I mean, he helped me put Pepe's on the map. I mean, for 5 summers, people were coming just to see Pepe's, and they still are. And he was just really wonderful about it. And I'm sorry I didn't get to talk to him, like, before or after. He just disappeared.
Yeah.
I got to talk to Fred DeCordova, but not to him.
Right. Well, have a great week. I know you got a busy one coming up.
And, Fran, we're going to find an excuse to...
Oh, we got a busy 2 week coming up.
We're heading on vacation, but we're going to find an excuse to call and talk to you about happier subjects, too.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Take care, hon.
Yeah, thank you. Love you all.
Love you.
Love
bye-bye
you,
Fran. Now, Fran.